Changers. I'm back. Once again, I want to thank you for joining us on this day. This is the Brazen Veracity Podcast, and I'm your host, Cisco Valenzuela. I know we went a little bit of time and not hearing from me, but I know that you're going to be pleased with what we got coming up. I know that we've been on a little bit of a journey. We've been on a hiatus, but now it is time to kick it into gear and give it all that we got. So I thank you, and I just ask that you just hold on real tight during this quick break. We'll be right back. Welcome back from the break. Once again, my name is Cisco Valenzuela, and this is the Brazen Veracity Podcast. And I want to just say thank you to everybody that has been with me all this time. I know we've had a very long extended break, and I call it a break, even though it was, you know, quite some time, because I never intended to quit. I never intended to stop. It was just certain things that I had to handle during that time, and I just had to put on pause what it is exactly what we were doing here, but with every intention of coming back and giving more. I always want to give more to those that wanted it. So I'm grateful for those that have stuck with me from the beginning. I'm grateful for those that have listened and continue to listen even during that time of break. And it still amazed me as how many downloads and how many people have listened to the podcast from all across the world, even when I haven't recorded for months and months and months. We had, you know, a great following in several different countries like Germany and China, France, Ireland, Sweden, South Korea, Australia, Canada, the United Kingdom, Spain, Mexico, the Virgin Islands, in Colombia, even Russia, the Netherlands, the Dominican Republic, Italy, India, and New Zealand. You know, it's awesome to see the power of podcasts, of media like this, for the opportunity just to be able to speak and somebody wants to hear what I have to say, which is, you know, truly amazing. Also here in the United States, oh man, there's been a great following in several different cities here in the United States. Obviously here in Tucson, Arizona, where I'm from, but even in several parts of Tucson here, like Casas Adobes, you know, a big followership in Dallas, Texas, Atlanta, Georgia, Loveland, Colorado, San Diego, California, Columbus, Ohio, Los Angeles, California, Seattle, Washington, Phoenix, Arizona, Philadelphia, Houston, Greeley, San Jose, California, Forest City, North Carolina, Louisville, Kentucky. And I mean, it goes on and on and on. As I see here, as you know, as I'm looking at some of these, there is 433 total cities in the United States, or I'm sorry, all across that have listened to this podcast. So I pray that it was meaningful, something that was encouraging, something that was maybe even challenging, because that is my whole point. I call out to everybody and I say world changers, because it's the ones that make a conscious decision to make the world a better place. Only then can you really be a world changer. And as I see the reach of this, you know, I want to live that out. I don't just want to say it, but I want to live it out as someone who is willing to do what it takes with whatever gifts that God has given me to change the world. You know, yes, I'm accepting of people for who they are, but I believe that we're in a time where we need to go back to where family values were important, where people were valued, you know, that every person had worth, that everybody can contribute. And I think there's so much potential within so many different people. And, you know, and that's why, you know, I really want to encourage people as world changers, because you have greatness within you. As Les Brown always says, there's greatness within you that I think sometimes is untapped because of whatever circumstances that life has given you. So that's why, you know, I titled this episode, Check Yourself. Because when we're talking about checking yourself, you know, there's a couple things that come to mind. You know, you can even think of like a doctor's checkup, right? Where they're coming to examine you for the condition that you're in. You know, you might feel healthy or you might feel okay, but there might be something going on the inside that you don't know about until someone from the outside asks the right questions and is able to expose a potential problem in the future, and they can take necessary steps. They can be proactive in either prolonging or even avoiding, you know, a bigger issue later on down the line. So that's key. But another thing when we're talking about checking yourself is you taking a total honest evaluation and examination of yourself. You know, because nobody knows you better than you and God alone. You know, and I know that not everybody has a relationship with God. I'm not naive to that. I know there's many that don't want a relationship with God. But I want to encourage you that a relationship with God definitely changes things. It changes your whole dynamic. It changes the whole direction of your life. Where many times that we're lacking in a lot of our behaviors and habits and patterns that we have come from a lack of relationship, whether it was with your mother, your father, you know, any of your siblings, maybe even your spouse or your children. There's always something there. But when we have a relationship with our Heavenly Father, man, you know, that takes us a lot further than anyone on this earth could ever take us. And I say this from experience. As someone who was really lost, someone who was depressed, someone who was dependent on alcohol, someone who was struggling mentally with, you know, nightmares and PTSD and things like that. And there was no medication, there was no counseling, nothing like that, that was able to make real changes in my life. And it wasn't until God came into my life that I invited God to you know, be the Lord of my life, that I really had healing, that I really had change. And, you know, some things didn't change immediately. There were some things that I had to work on my own, but God gave me the strength and the wisdom to be able to do it. There's other things that did change right away. And I shared that in previous episodes, where from that day I never had another nightmare again. And my desire for alcohol, you know, went away. And a lot of, you know, big things like that, that only God can do, you know. And I'm so grateful for it. But when I'm talking about checking yourself, that means like looking in the mirror at the person who you really are. I'm not talking about just your intentions, because everybody has good intentions, right? Anybody can say that they have a good heart and they always intend to do well. But a lot of times that our actions don't reflect our intentions. And sometimes our actions are excuses. Or I should say that the other way. Our intentions, we make excuses for our actions. I meant to do well. This was my intention, but it didn't quite work out that way. But sometimes we really got to look in the mirror and just be honest with ourselves and say, you know what? I'm lazy. You know what? I'm a procrastinator. You know what? I'm fearful. You know what? I doubt that I can do it. You know what? I don't think I'm accepted by people. And we have to understand that a lot of those things are hindrances to our lives. It's what we speak to ourselves a lot is what hinders us. You know, we voice we put into a voice out loud what we think. But how many of us have really, you know, sometimes had the wrong thought, saw it incorrectly? You know, it wasn't until something was brought to your attention that you got clarity on it. And I think that's where we all, you know, can use a little extra work. So, you know, I don't want to drag this on and on, but, you know, we really got to be honest and check yourself. Check yourself at where you're at. You know, we're coming on the end of this year. Everyone's already starting to come up with New Year's resolutions, you know, what they want to do for the following year, who they want to be in the following year. Yes, I want to lose weight. I want to get in better health. I want to eat better. I want to be able to save more money. I want to be able to go on a trip. You know, I want to get a better job. There's all these things that we want to do, but we have to understand it, where we are truly, who we are really, to be able to accomplish that. Because those are great desires. They're great desires. And I encourage everybody that has those New Year's resolutions that they truly seek those desires. But they have to be realistic in how they're going to accomplish them. Because there's a difference between a desire and a goal. A desire is something that you really want. But a goal is the marker that you can attain, that you can reach, that shows progress of you getting closer to your desire. Now, when you have that desire, whether it's to make a certain amount of money in the year or to save a certain amount of money of the year, or, you know, to do something better with your family in the year, or to prove yourself in that year, we have to really be realistic with who we are and how we're going to go about doing it. That means that we're going to have to make some serious changes. And you have to understand, in other words, where your why comes from. Why do you want that desire? Why do you want to accomplish that? And are you going to allow that to rule the decisions you make over yourselves? Because sometimes our hardest battle is even just to get out of bed when the alarm goes off. And if you're not willing to change that, to sacrifice even just a little bit of that to attain your goal, then you're going to have a really hard time accomplishing your goal. Or accomplishing your desire. And I want you to think about that, you know, and I encourage you, get a hold of God, get a hold of the one that can really see what's inside your heart and what maybe needs healing to happen, where changes need to be made that only God can do. And once that healing comes in, then you get strength. And once you get strength, you begin to get power. And once you get power, you begin to get, you know, a passion. And once you get that passion, you have the motivation, then the movement, and you get the creative ideas, and you can do things that you never thought that you could accomplish. And you can be amazed at what happens in your life. You just got to have that heart that I'm going to grind towards this no matter what. You know, if there's anything that I think a lot has been lost in this time, in this generation, and I think even the time of the pandemic, the COVID, has taken away from a lot of people, is the motivation to grind. You know, people got comfortable ordering on Amazon. People got comfortable just watching things online. People got comfortable ordering, you know, DoorDash or Uber Eats or whatever it is, you know, that they're not even willing to go do it because it's so convenient just to order it and get it brought to you. But we were made to grind. We were made to put in work. We were made to make things happen, you know, that seems impossible to happen. So we got to check ourselves. Check yourself. Look in the mirror for who you are. You know, yes, there's things that happened in the past. Yes, you've made mistakes in the past. Yes, sometimes those habits, because of what's happened in the past, is what's holding you close, but holding you down. But that's where, you know, we got to really look at it and see, okay, what can I do about this? The past is the past. You can't go back and change it, but you can change your future. You can change your future right now, beginning right now, the direction that you're going in. But it has to be not just with good intention, but it has to be purposeful, intentional. And And I'm going to stop right there for right now. You know, I want to give you some food for thought. And like I said, I'm grateful. And we're not done. You know, we're not done here. You know, this is the one thing that has stirred me up, because I've never done nothing like this before in my life. And with what God has given me, you know, I want to change the world. And if it comes through speaking through a microphone so that others can just hear something that's going to, you know, maybe challenge them and encourage them, then I'm going to continue to do so. You know, I live here in the city of Tucson, and I have a great church that I attend. It's Victory Outreach Tucson City Church. And, you know, this is a church that people come, real people come, people with real problems, people that have real issues, and you're not judged on them. You can come as you are, because God has such a great plan that He needs you, you know, whatever you've been through, whatever you've gone through. And so if you're in the Tucson area and you don't have a church home, then I invite you to come to our church, Victor Outreach Tucson City Church. It's on the southwest side. The address is 3999 South Mission Road. We have great pastors, Pastor Sal and Sister Laura, who are true leaders of the faith. People that have not compromised in their walk, that they know who they are. They know what they've been called to do. They know the people that they've been called to reach. And they truly are leaders. And if there's anything that's lacking in the world today, is leadership. But I know that there's leaders out here listening right now. You just don't know it yet. So that's my prayer for you today, is that you look into yourself. You check yourself. If you have to, go to somebody that you trust, someone that's going to be honest, not just a yes man or a yes woman, but someone that truly cares for you and has your best interest at heart, that's going to tell you the honest truth about yourself. Yes, they're going to tell you the good things about you, but they're going to tell you the things that you struggle in that's holding you back from accomplishing what you were created to be. And I pray that touches your heart. God bless you. You know, and I just want you to know that you're loved, you're cared for, and you have purpose. You were created on purpose and for a purpose. So let's change the world. And that is the bold truth. Once again, I want to thank you for listening to Brazen Veracity. You can follow me on Facebook, Instagram, or go to my website at brazenveracity.com. There you can find many ways where you can reach me directly with any of your questions. I'll be glad to answer them. Also, any kind of consideration for topics for me to discuss, I would gladly consider them as well. You can support the show by making a contribution right there on PayPal, or even just looking into our store and buying some of our merchandise that's really off the hook. Once again, I want to encourage you to keep up the fight, stay in the fire, and God bless you. We'll see you next week.
God bless you. Goodbye.